You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
Hey, this is Rich from Audio Gumshoe at audiogumshoe.com. And when I'm not jumping off the cliff with all the other lemmings while they listen to traditional radio, I'm listening to Electrical Language.
Hello everyone, it's that time of the week again. It's Saturday afternoon, the 24th of January 2009, or at least that's when I'm recording this. You're probably listening to it later. I'm Garble Kovacs and this is Electrical Language number 157. As always, we're starting off with some music, and this time it is by Marlon Gosht, that's the artist, and the track is called Wrong Pill. Speak to you later.
person that you have become. You can look back and smile at when your world was undone. If you want to look back at all, get the demons deep inside you. We fall in love.
Language podcast. Sometimes you hear me when our frequencies meet.
Hey you, there's something I want to say. It goes something like this.
Thinking about you, wondering if you would like to take.
Start to show. Don't question, there's no returning. Just let the domino please flow.
Yes, well, certainly starting off with a bit of a mishmash of music, and let's just run through those three songs. First of all, Marlengosht, Project Marlengosht from Cottbus in Germany. They've been in existence since November 2005, and the song was called Wrong Pill. Now, that that instrumental track, indeed all Marlengosht stuff, you can find on Jamendo, and I'll put a link on the show notes for Electrical Language number 157 up at www.electricallanguage.co.uk, and there I'll put a link to the Project Marlengosht page on Jamendo. There is a link there to a website, www.electrobear.com. Link seems to be broken, I'm afraid, so have a look at that Jamendo page, and there you will see three albums by Project Marlengosht, which you can look at, or is it more? Maybe five albums. Anyway, you can look at and download those songs. Wrong Pill comes from the album number 5, Atrium, the Ballast Sessions, and yeah, there's some interesting stuff there. And I was glad to be able to play that electro techno music. Followed by Paul Berry, who's from Blackpool in the UK, and the song's called We Fall in Love. I'm going to post links to Paul Berry's website, paulberrymusic.co.uk, and to the MySpace page, which I'm guessing is, oh, it's myspace.com/paulberryuk. And at those sites, you can download the MP3 album Slow Motion Pictures, which I have done and I'm going to start listening to. But somewhere else, I think on the Paul Berry Music page, I found the free download of that song, We Fall in Love, which I thought, you know, followed on rather well from the Marlengosht song. So check those out, and I may be bringing you more Paul Berry music in the future. Now, after Paul Berry, a lovely, catchy pop song, and I just need to, just needed to call the page up to make sure I get the pronunciation correct. The song was Thinking About You by Magdalena Koenigthal and Una Prosel, if I've got that right, just need to, yes, Una Prosel from Una Promotion in Stockholm in Sweden tells me that Magdalena Koenigthal was born in Wrocław, if I've pronounced that right, in Poland, but raised in Sweden. And she's had her original musical passions were artists like Ella Fitzgerald, Billie Holiday, Aretha Franklin and Donny Hathaway. She left Sweden to experience Italy, where film music composer Maurizio Abbeini gave her private piano lessons and featured her lead vocals on the soundtrack of the movie La Quindicesima Epistola, which I think means the 15th letter, or I'm guessing means the 15th letter. Back in Sweden, she has just finished her first EP, which she wrote, arranged and co-produced herself. It's already catching the attention of Swedish media, music business and public. And I can tell you that it's catching the attention of British podcasters, because as well as having had that in my inbox and in my list of songs to play, earlier this week I heard Pete Clitheroe on Suffolk and Cool playing that song. But it really is lovely and catchy, and there's nothing wrong with a good pop song every now and then. And Swedes, or even Poles based in Sweden, seem to do good catchy pop songs really, really well, don't they? So there we are. Now, several weeks ago, I had, in fact back in October, I had sent to me a, and I just need to find it again, the email, which is why you can hear me typing, sent to me an MP3 of this next song, Anna is a Stool Pigeon, and it's by Tom Gable. And Tom Gable is, we're told, about to release an album which I think may be called Heartburns, and he is apparently the singer and songwriter of a band called Against Me, with an exclamation mark after me. Yes, he's releasing a solo album titled Heartburns, and that solo album was released on the 28th of October on Sire Records. And anyway, I got sent this song, Anna is a Stool Pigeon. I'm told it's the clean listening mix, but can I just warn you that I think you can hear one or two of the words that would normally be edited out on a radio edit. Now, you can find out more about the song Anna is a Stool Pigeon, if you go to the website that was sent to me, supporteric.org, you'll find that the song was written in response to the treatment of Eric McDavid, who has just received, it seems, from that website, and I'll leave the link on the show notes, of course, a very substantial prison sentence for, seems to be possibly a terrorist type crime, but one that wasn't committed. It's more a conspiracy, and it looks like the campaign is that there has been a massive miscarriage of justice, and that the Anna of the title of the song, she was up to no good in stirring things up and inducing or causing the whatever it was to happen, and apparently the conviction was based solely on her evidence, and all looks questionable. But anyway, go and look at that website, supporteric.org, if you'd like to find out more. But in the meantime, knowing the background, Anna is indeed allegedly a stool pigeon. Here it is, Anna is a Stool Pigeon.
Yeah.
but I think you get the message from listening to that song. But yeah, if you want to find out more, read about the subject on supporteric.org. I certainly have, and certainly from the perspective presented on that website, bit of a disturbing story, and well, be interesting to find out more. Anyway, there we are. Now, last week I said a couple of things about MySpace and MySpace friend requests, and I'm not sure I was altogether clear, perhaps because I hadn't really got my thinking quite clear on it. But the point is this: yes, you know, I do understand that being a podcaster, putting together a podcast, yes, I have to put some effort into it. But you know, given the number of MySpace friends requests I have from bands, and you know, that when I then respond by, you know, asking if they're interested in submitting music for, you know, to be played on the podcast, if they'd like me to play any of their music on Electrical Language, you know, not to get a thing back. Yeah, more and more I feel, because there are so relatively few bands and artists nowadays who do respond, or a greater number who don't than used to be the case, you know, I feel that I'm almost wasting my time in doing the you know, the listening, because I do listen to all the, you know, all the bands who send me friend requests on MySpace. I listen to the music on their pages, and you know, if I put in that effort, well, I've wasted the time, and you know, it does take a fair degree of time, which it come, you know, is taken away from other things, and you know, with the family, with work, and so on. You know, time's not an endless resource by any means. You know, this is a hobby, and I need to, you know, I do need to find time for other aspects, and particularly family life. That said, there are bands and artists who do get back to me, and thankfully this week I've had two responses, but you know, there's still something like 12 messages I'd sent back, only to get two responses. A couple of years ago, if I'd sent back 12 messages like that, I'm sure I'd have got 8 responses at the very least. So, you know, finding the music, I'm finding it's taking longer and longer time. Anyway, here's something that I have found, or yeah, was sent to me kindly by Green Dragon Media, run by my mate GD up there in North Wales. And this is Kevin Max. I'm going to play two of his songs, so I'll tell you more in a minute. But let's hear the first of two songs by Kevin Max, and this is Out of the Wild.
City, liberty's lost her head.
Yes, well, it does come to that rather abrupt end, and I've downloaded it at least 3 times, just in case there was an error in the downloading. But we're told on the website it's 3 minutes and 42 seconds long, and the track I've got is 3 minutes 42 seconds long, coming to that very abrupt end. I did think about fading it out, but anyway, there we are. I've left it. Anyway, that was Kevin Max, as I said. Kevin Max is perhaps best known as frontman of multi-platinum Grammy and Dove Award winners DC Talk. Sorry, another band that's passed me by completely. Kevin Max has since gone on to record urgent expressive rock that continually finds the artist expressing new ideas and shattering barriers. And I'll put up the links that I can find on the website, because all I have at the moment is the PR material that comes from GD and from D-Pulse Records. But what further links I can find, I will put up on electricallanguage.co.uk on the show notes. Anyway, there is a new album out, or a new EP anyway, called Crashing Gates, and that was released on December 9th, 2008. There's going to be another slightly different Kevin Max song in a moment, but reading just now about the band DC Talk, which I've not heard of which Kevin Max was the front man, just reminded me, I bought myself a Christmas present. It was an iPod Classic 120 gigabyte hard drive, because my previous MP3 player, very good, Toshiba Gigabyte, very pleased with it, 20 gigabyte capacity, and it got to the stage where whenever I wanted to put something new on it, I had to take something off. And Apple seemed to have cornered the market in large capacity MP3 players. It's a shame, because Toshiba don't do a, you know, if Toshiba did a larger capacity gigabit, then I would certainly have bought one of those. But anyway, so I got this iPod, and I have to say it is very, very good, you know, very, very impressive, and certainly the way it links in with iTunes software and so on makes a number of things very easy. And I have to do a few things differently, of course, which I've been learning about, but I've put loads and loads of music on. Now, in the past, I have occasionally noticed references to bands' influences, including Yola Tengo. Well, a year and a half ago, I borrowed 2 Yola Tengo CDs. I think they were called Summer Sun and something like And Nothing Will Turn In On Itself. And I gave them a listen at that time, and I kind of thought, yeah, so what, doesn't grab me. Or I couldn't understand what all the fuss was about. Well, I listened to them again, said, you know, year and a half, 2 years later, having put all this music on the iPod, and yeah, I can see the point. Actually, there's some very good stuff on there, and really quite impressive. And yeah, I've been listening more to Yola Tengo, so there we are. Just thought I'd share that with you, because you know, I know that every now and then I've sort of expressed a comment when I've read influences, including Yola Tengo. And there have been other things that I've got around to listening to again, because I've bought this new MP3 player that I've just filled up with everything I've got. I've only got about 40 gigabytes of music on it, but no doubt one day it will fill up, and then what will I do? I'll have to spend more money again, I suppose. Oh well, there we are. Anyway, that's that. Thanks for listening to Electrical Language number 157 and listening to me rabbit on. Here's another Kevin Max song to end the podcast, and this one is called Traveller. See you next week.
time will let me know. If I threw you overboard, is there an end to this? Can we make some sense? It's all we got. An observation, justification, and we all fall out. A work in progress, so much to dig in, but it's all.
You'll hear that track picks up again and comes to an abrupt end again. But there we are. That's obviously something to do with Kevin Max, or maybe it's the way the MP3s are sent to me. Thank you so much to all the artists who've let me play their music today in Electrical Language number 157. They have been Marlon Gosht, Paul Berry, Magdalena Kornefal, Tom Gable and Kevin Max. And of course, thanks to you, dear listeners, for downloading, for listening, for being there. Goodbye.